I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations Special Envoy on Syria said Wednesday that talks were continuing with Russia to implement a UN Security Council resolution passed last week that called for a ceasefire of 30 days in the war-torn country.
We discussed very much how to make sure that the 2401 should be fully implemented regarding Eastern Ghouta and the rest of Syria.
The UN and aid agencies criticized the unilateral arrangement for a daily humanitarian pause announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying it gave no guarantees of safety for tens of thousands of residents of Eastern Ghouta, where they have been trapped for weeks under intense attack by the Syrian government. European Union Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier has unveiled the first draft text of the EU's legal agreement so far with Britain on the country's departure from the bloc next year. Bronwyn Benito has the details.
The 120-page document, which is subject to negotiation and will probably change significantly, sets out the progress made between the sides in legal language. It would form the basis of the final Brexit withdrawal treaty, which must be adopted before Britain leaves at midnight on March 29, 2019. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's communications director Hope Hicks appeared Tuesday before a congressional panel probing his campaign's links to Russia. The House Intelligence Committee met behind closed doors for several hours with Hicks, but she declined to answer lawmakers' questions about her 13 months working with the White House. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website any time of day. This is VOA News. Tuesday, a federal judge dismissed legal challenges to President Donald Trump's desire for a wall along the Mexican border by the state of California.